back, ladies and gentlemen. Trail Mix Podcast, Season 2, Episode 1. I don't know why I just did that. You can't see this.
I can see it. Yeah.
All right.
That's super cool. We have enough episodes to be like Season 2.
That's right.
So, I hope we have like 100 seasons.
Right, yeah. As many, Lord willing, as many as we'll get.
Yeah.
So, Stephen had a great idea for a topic tonight, and it's going to be interesting to see where this conversation goes. And I'm not gonna lie, I think what we're gonna be talking about tonight will make some of our Christian brothers and sisters that listen to this a little uncomfortable, because
squeamish.
Yeah, you know, because it's a hard thing to talk about, and it's an even harder thing to accomplish. But with that said, I'll let you kind of preface what we're talking about here.
Preface. That's the word I've been looking for all weekend. I knew it started with a P. I've been using like preamble. Preface. That's the word. So anyways, before we got on air, I've been thinking about, so in the Billings Zoo of Montana, they had, well, this is where I got the idea from, basically. Other than the fact that June is apparently Gay Pride Month. So, with that said, everybody just clear their heads. And let's be open-minded and adult-like about this tonight. So, they had a drag queen night, I believe. Let me get this right, so I don't have people jumping down my throat about things. So I'll just read the first paragraph. There's a post that gives us tonight's idea. Zoo Montana, in association with Billings Pride 2022, is hosting a book reading event at the zoo for children. The books are going to be read by drag queens. Some people are thrilled about this, others not so much. ... So, with that said, here we go. Let me get the Bible here. Tonight we're going to talk about, we're not going to hate anybody tonight. As much as now I'm really trying to like pick my words very carefully. Now that I'm being recorded, as bad as I would like to speak freely, I'm trying to be semi-careful about, I don't know, I'm probably in about 10 minutes, I'll probably just kick the pot off the stove because I don't care anymore, but we'll do a low simmer right now. So the goal here, pick your poison, whatever it is. We're just going to go with Gay Pride because it's the Gay Pride Month. As much as the two of us don't like that and other people don't like that, that's what it is. And what we need to do as followers of Christ is we need to witness to those people. So the question I posed to Philip right before we got on air was, how does one do that? These people put as much effort into doing what they are doing. So how does one put an equal amount of effort into what Jesus would do without without making a monumental mess, if you will? Because right here, I tell you black and white, but these are the red letters. Red letters. Anyways, Mark chapter 2, verse 17. I'm going to start there, and then I'm going to back up. When Jesus heard it, he said to them, and I'll explain to you what he heard and who them are in a second. Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. So, let me preface that. There's that word. Let me start at verse 15. This will kind of set the stage for where I'm going. Mark chapter 2, verse 15. I got the New King James Version here in front of me. Now it happened, as he was, Jesus, was dining in Levi's house, that many tax collectors and sinners also sat together with Jesus and his disciples. There were many, and they followed him. And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eating with the tax collectors and sinners, they said to his disciples, "How is it that he eats and drinks with tax collectors and sinners?" And then Jesus proceeds with verse 17, which I'll read one more time. When Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." So, if you imagine, if you will, the entire world, everybody's sick. Some of us went to the doctor, aka God, got your, you get your vitamin J, Jesus. And so you're on the right path, okay? You encounter, pick your sin, whatever you want. We're going with pride, gay pride, because that's what you're pushing this month. So we're not here to pick a fight by any means. But verse 17 pretty much tells us what we need to do about that. So what are your thoughts?
So many.
Yeah.
So many. I guess let me start by saying this, that like you said, we're not just picking on the gay people. This is a sin issue, not the particular sin itself. It's correct. You know, they it's just their flavor of sin is different than mine.
True.
But with that said, you know, to your question, how do you man, just like you said before we came on the air here, Jesus is setting a pretty high standard for us, that, you know, because he's in my ESV said, and he was, and as he reclined at the table in this house, many tax collectors and sinners were reclining with Jesus and his disciples. So okay, so this just came to my mind. So I have a good friend of mine. He is a pastor in a church in Canada now. He started a church down here in Wisconsin, and then he moved to Canada here a couple years ago, I think, a few years ago. And before he started his church here, and without making this really super long and drawn out, he's got a really, really just an amazing testimony. And he was almost to the point of being like Paul, like before the road to Damascus. He'd went out of his way to demean and belittle, and he would debate any Christian anytime, anywhere, because he was really good at debate. And he was an atheist then. Well, he through the course of a bunch of God interventions, he became a Christian, and now he's the pastor of a church up in Canada. Before that, he would go to the bars, the local bars, and he would sit and he would talk to people about Christ in the bars. And that's kind of what I picture when I have a modern day picture of what Jesus is doing here. Because I don't know how to put it into words. The people that go to the bars, or the people that he was preaching to, these people that are going to, Gay Pride Month events, the vast majority of them anyway, you're not going to have conversations with them inside a church building.
Right.
More than likely. And like I said, that's not all encompassing and or whatever, but and leading down a whole nother rabbit hole, but we won't go there. So you have to seek them out, kind of like, Jesus left the 99 to find the one, so he is seeking, he's always seeking people. And that can be a super, super hard thing to do, because you're putting yourself into a really, an uncomfortable situation is pretty much an understatement of the century. When you if you're going to if you were to, as a Christian, you were walk into a gay bar and start basically, talking to people about Jesus, you're gonna run the myriad of reactions. But I mean, that's, and the other thing that, that passage you had read, the other side of that coin is not just the reaction you're going to get from the people you're sharing Jesus with, in this case, the gay people, but the reactions that you're going to get when somebody from your church sees you walking out of a gay bar.
Yeah, that's a yeah, that was my next minor thought. So yeah, what are your quote unquote church peeps gonna think of that?
Right. Yeah, because that's the Pharisee side of things. That's what the Pharisees and the scribes, they saw Jesus hanging out with sinners, quote unquote. And so, and their reaction was not good. And those were the religious leaders of the day. You know, what's it, are you gonna get a talking to from your pastor because you were, you know, hanging out with the riffraff or whatever you want to call it? I don't know.
The riffraff. Your pastor should be hanging out with you, hanging out with the riffraff.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So if your pastor's got a problem with that, you might want to check that guy. Mm. He's not doing his job. I hate to say that.
Yeah. Well, you know, part of that is like, it's almost like if it's not sanctioned, quote unquote, sanctioned by the church, you know, it's not a, you know, you go to, I go to my men's ministry leader and I tell him, look, I want to go to this bar and talk to these people and then set it up through the, you know, as like a church missions trip or fun, whatever. I don't know what to call it. Yep. But it seems like if you try to do that on your own, it's not as accepted, you know, in the church itself. That's just the way that it seems. Granted, that's a generalization, not as a whole or speaking of any specific whatever.
Right. Yeah.
But I think that might be part of that, because if you're going, you know, because then the whole church knows about it, that that's what you're doing. And then somebody from your church sees you walking out of the gay bar with a couple of other, you know, whatever people, then they know what you're doing. But if you're just out there doing it, you know, like you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Then that leaves room in their minds to start wandering and, you know. Mm-hmm. And then more than likely, they would never ask you about it. Because what happens if you, you know.
And the old rumor mill fires up.
Yep.
Yep.
Which makes it even more hard to do what you're supposed to, like do what Jesus did here.
I know, but that's what we're supposed to do. That's what kills me. I know it's super scary. I know we're I'm putting myself out there, but I'm like, yeah, that's what we're supposed to, that's what we've been called to do, man. If you're a believer and follower of Jesus Christ, I mean, it's your job to go do this kind of stuff.
But
I mean, you got to go about it the right way. You can't just, you know, go willy-nilly, go in there guns a-blazing. You're going to go to hell and go by yourself on top of that, you know. You're probably going to, you know, not be found for a while. So
yeah.
It's possible.
It is possible. Especially you go
in there.
Yeah. They're going to hell and that, whatever, and you walk into a place acting like you hate somebody, that's what you're going to get. So the reaction you're going to get in return is hate.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. You can't go in with a bad attitude.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, you almost have to go in with, like, a carefree attitude. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, hey, think of it as, like a little kid. You're just like, hey. I'm, you know, you're fired up about Jesus, and you're just like, going in like, what's up, man? You know, blah, blah, blah. Or start a conversation.
Yeah.
You know, that's going like, hey, you're going to go to hell. Well, guess what? I mean, everybody's, I'm not going to finish that statement because it wasn't, yeah. Just erase that. I think it, like you said, it has all to do with how you go about it. Mm-hmm. But which is perfect. I mean, you have to think that way. But just to get to that point in your mind to go do that instead of just like going to church, whatever the week you go to church, or my favorite thing is like, oh, someone else will do that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or those people are damned, or this, that, the other thing.
Right.
I'm pretty sure you were probably damned too before you figured it out, you know.
Yeah.
You know, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Right.
So these people are no different than anybody else. They just don't know Jesus yet. Just like you didn't used to know Jesus, or I didn't used to know Jesus, mm-hmm. so on and so forth. So yeah. There, I mean, there's a million different things we could, there's a million different avenues. I just feel like we just cracked open Road Atlas, a dead center. Like, you know, when you open a Road Atlas and like, I used to have one, I don't know if they still do it, but I had one like in the middle, or maybe it was the front cover and like the next page. So when you open it up, it was like the full 48, the lower 48, and it had like all the road maps on it, like all the roads. I feel like that's what we just did tonight. Just like, which avenue do we want to go on tonight?
Yes. Yes.
So I'm trying to stick to one street here. side avenues. Like, hey, what's over here? But right. I mean, to follow, I mean, that's just like the basic, like this and what you talked about this morning or this, earlier this afternoon when we chit-chatted about some things. What was that? Ecclesiastics, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Ecclesiastes.
Is it the last two verses of the entire book? Is it like 12?
12. Oh, that's not Ecclesiastes.
Ecclesiastes 12. I highlighted that. There it is. So, yeah. 13 and 14.
Yes.
Ecclesiastes 12. 13, 14. You want to read it when you get it?
Yeah, this is ESV, and starting at 13, it says, "The end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil."
Yep. Keep his commandments.
Yeah, for that is the whole duty of man.
Duty.
The whole duty of man is to fear God and keep his commandments.
Mm-hmm. And what is the new command? Well, I mean, you have your there's the Ten Commandments. Mm-hmm. When they asked Jesus, he's like, what do you say? He's like, love. Oh, crud. I was looking for it earlier. I was trying to look for it while you were talking, but I didn't want to lose track of what you were talking about, so I stopped looking for it. So, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself.
Yep.
That was might have been paraphrased right there a little bit, but so it's like, and of course the other Ten Commandments. So I mean, they're all keep his commandments. And then, you know, once you're a believer, you're free to share the word with people, you know?
Yeah.
So, I guess my goal here is, or my train of thought is like, if we put, pardon me, as much effort as, pick your poison here, whatever they're trying to force on us, or force, I shouldn't say us, on anyone, whatever, you know, I don't even know if they're forcing it on people. Well, I guess maybe in a way they are. I don't know. Here's my other problem. There's too much information out there, and there's too much misinformation.
Yes.
Am I making a cop-out for anybody who's trying to push their quote-unquote agenda on people, including religion, because I'm throwing it all in the pot tonight. I am. I've just turned the burner up to high, and I'm throwing the spoon in. So, I mean, because there's those, or I'd say in religion, I mean everybody's in the pot, you know. It's like, so what separates a follower of Christ, what should separate a follower of Christ from all other religions, is the fact that you're like, you like, this is gonna sound really cheap, cheesy, and granola like, but like, you're supposed to love your neighbor as yourself, you know, not like kumbaya tree hugger stuff, but respect your neighbor, if you will, but at the same time, try, you know, show them what Jesus has done for you and a Jesus manner of way. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, it might take some one-on-one, or have them over for dinner or something, or I just somehow start a conversation, you know? I think majority of people are like, sometimes this works. You know, you invite people to church, you hound them to death, they finally go. But like, I think beating someone over the head with like a Bible and like, you need to like, get it, come to church and blah, 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 blah. Like, if you can't, like, somehow facilitate what God's done to you for to them without having to get them to church, does that make sense? I know mm-hmm. I just walked a fine line on that, but it's like, that's the Jesus way. Am I – correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I get you. Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so many people, including myself, for a long time, just like, you got to go to church. You got to go to church. You got to go to church. I'm like, for what? I can walk into any church and the routine's all the same. It's just, if you're just going to church to go to church, or just trying to like get people to go to church, or if you just bring them to church and just dump them off mm-hmm. and don't do it, you know, you're not, forget all that. Just follow, what does the Bible say? You know, does it say drive a van and pick every road at 5 to get in the church? You know, the van's coming, get in. I mean, don't get me wrong, maybe that works. You know, there's different things for different folks, but it's like, I would say that overall, what is this? Your Bible, read it. The instructions are right there. So it's like, I mean, we're not supposed to hate anybody. You're supposed to love people. Not everybody's going to follow Jesus, but you have to do your best. Give it a shot. You don't know what kind of difference you're going to make until you open your mouth and say something. And if you truly believe and you're trying to make a big difference, then you're just trying. You're not, you know, trying to be the next Billy Graham.
Right.
You're like, all right, God, I'll give it a shot. I'll say something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He'll help you out. He's not gonna leave you hanging.
Absolutely.
Yep. So, I know people get up in arms. I get up in arms, you know, because you know I got two teenage, you know. I can't believe I'm about to say this, but one's gonna be 20 in less than a year. That's kind of spooky, but. You know, two guys that are almost house broke, so it's like, what? Scary. I mean, you don't want your kids to see this stuff. Or, you know, you want to shelter them. You do. I'm not gonna lie, but I'm like, this is reality. So I mean, if you can show them, you can be an example to your kids. So your kids, you'd be like, oh, you know, this is what dad does. This is what mom does. This is how mom and dad would handle this situation. Let's not freak out, you know?
Right.
So, yeah. So I probably, you know, as much as what's going on is we want to hate it and think it's disgusting and, you know, pick whatever adjective you want to use, or you use a pile of them, whatever you want. But like when it boils right down to it, this is going to blow people's dome, but I believe as long as you still have a breath in you and your heart's still beating, you still have a chance to get in. You still, you know, who gave you that breath? God gave you that breath. Are you abusing it right now? Yeah. But do you want to stop abusing it? Yeah. So it's like, I guess that's my thought. I mean, we all have the same chance. I mean, is one sin greater than the other? I don't think so. The playing field is pretty level with sin. It's like, yep. You know, you be in the end, you'll be what you are, and you'll be known as what it says in the Bible. But I believe, like, until then, you still have a chance. Wake up, you still have a chance. Yep. And I hope someone comes along, and it may even be me or you, to like plant that seed and say something to one of these people, to anybody, whether they're gay or, I don't know, a murderer or whatever. You know, they say if you live long enough, I think it's like you meet at least 4 murderers in your life that you don't even know. Mm-hmm. I think so. Something like that. Single digits, but still, it's like, whoa. So, yeah. And you don't think it's never happened? It will happen. It probably already has. So, whatever. It's happened at least once to me. But he's cool, dude. So, he's a believer now. What are you going to do about it? You know?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you guys, like, oh, people kill people that don't get to go to heaven. Oh, I'm pretty sure Paul went. Like, you know, Paul had quite the tally list, you know. That's where your heart is. You follow Jesus. Find Jesus. Share Jesus. Don't hate people.
That's right.
I caught myself. Was it a sermon? Who was talking about it? I can't remember if it was at church or on the radio. Talking about grumbling. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we all grumble. Grumble, grumble, grumble. That's my wife. I grumble a lot. But that's how I clear my head, so I can get things straight, I guess. God bless her. She's going to be a saint when she goes. They're like, oh, you put up stealing? There you go. Boom, you're in. But we shouldn't grumble. And even my daughter called me on to grumbling the other night because we were having this conversation about how to treat these people. Because the Pride Month people, I'm just going to call them the Pride Month people. I don't know what they want to be called or whatever. I don't care. We're all here to help each other. So hopefully we can point them in a direction. I know it's a hard pill to swallow, people, but that's what we've been called to do.
Right.
You like it or not, that's it. Are you free to protect yourself from them? Yeah, you know, be smart about it. Don't be, yeah, but you got to be Jesus-like, man. Got to love these people. Show them the way.
Right.
Can't beat them up with the Bible because they're just going to come back at you 10 times worse.
Right. Yeah, like you said, you got to be smart about it. I mean, you can't, you know, and that's another thing. Don't listen to what we're saying and then go stomp into a gay bar, a gay parade or whatever and start preaching to people because we told you to, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Not a good idea.
No. Yeah. You need to, like, if you're feeling led to do that, don't let anything stop you from doing it.
Yeah, but don't do it because Stephen Phillips told you to do it.
Yeah, no.
That's a bad idea.
Yes.
Not a bad, I mean, not a good idea.
Yes.
Believe me, I have a lot of bad ideas. I would not do that one. I'd be like, are you sure?
I would also say too, you know, I think we tend to overthink some of this stuff, like the witnessing to people, and this is just in general, not thinking super specific, but like some people, there's this perception of Christians now that we're all hateful and bigots and you know, whatever. Sometimes all it takes is just showing people that that you're not like that and you're a Christian. And that's enough to get people to ask, well, every other Christian, you know, just for the example of a person who's gay, every other Christian I've interacted with up until this point has given me a hellfire and brimstone, just beat me over the head. Why aren't you like that? And that is that is a perfect way to segue into the gospel. And that wasn't God just opening a door. I mean, he was like flinging that thing open, and I mean, the suction from it coming open should suck you through it.
Oh, totally. I do it all the time. I look for like little cracks. I like look for a crack in the conversation, just like interject something, which 9 times out of 10 really starts a good conversation. So,
right.
Yeah, even if people are just tolerating it just to hear you out and just like, you know, whatever, you still got to say something to that person, and right, it's recorded in their brain now.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't like you classify as your typical Christian. No way. Not even close. I like wearing shorts. I like tattoos. I shave my head. I hunt, I climb, whatever. Anything out of the ordinary to break the ordinary Christian stereotype, I'll do it.
Right.
So, and then people, and it starts the greatest conversation. So, like, oh, you know, you have this, or you have, you know, you do this, or you do that, or hey, what's that? What's with the, you know? You know, I don't know if I've had it. I've had a few conversations because of the tattoos, but yeah, it's usually like my Elk Ivories or a shirt, or I talk about our podcast. You do a podcast? I'm like, yeah. They're like, no way. So that always gets people's attention, because it's like not every day you meet a guy in construction as a podcast. So
yeah, right. Yeah.
So we're just a couple of guys that do not fit the mold. But look at the 12 guys that ran around with Jesus. They didn't fit any molds.
Yeah.
They broke all the molds. So
absolutely.
They had a million different angles, because every one of them was a little different. So, like, you know, there were tax collectors, beach bombs, fishermen. It's just a bunch of nobodies that nobody wanted to deal with. So,
yep.
What's that song? Just nobody.
Mm-hmm. Trying to tell everybody all about somebody.
Yeah, that's what it is. So when you go into these situations, just be a nobody. But you tell them about somebody. Yeah, I like that. Be a nobody, but tell them about somebody.
Great song.
That'd be good shirt. We should get a whole crowd and tell them that. Or no, it's Casting Crowns.
Casting Crowns, isn't that? Yeah. Matthew West, I think.
I think so. We got a slogan for you guys. Yeah. So that was on my brain today. Like, legitimately trying to do what Jesus legitimately said to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he talks about, he didn't come for the people that were well. He came for the people that are sick, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You don't go to the doctor when you feel good. When's the last time you walked in a waiting room, there's a bunch of people that are, like, having a, you know, they're all healthy and doing push-ups and drinking Gatorade. I've never seen that.
No.
That'll be the day.
Yes.
So, that'd be a cool day, though. coming. So, final thoughts, man. I don't know.
Boy, final thoughts. I think the best thing that you can do as a Christian is, you know, and this is mainly for like the people that personally know somebody who's gay, or whatever sin it might be. I know we use that the whole gay thing tonight, but it doesn't matter what the sin is. If you know somebody that doesn't believe, hasn't accepted Christ, the best thing that you could do is just to be there. And I'd be totally transparent about your beliefs and your story. Tell your story when you get the opportunity. And do everything you can, especially when you're dealing with the people that are the most picked on, I guess, like the LGBTQ whatever community, you know, any of those kinds of things, that the most of their interactions with Christians has been a negative interaction. Do everything you can to break that stereotype, to just shred that idea that Christians are vindictive and mean and self-centered and whatever, which means going over the top the other direction. And whatever that looks like. And I would just reiterate too, like I think you said earlier tonight, that being, you know, that there's no different levels of sin, you know, that Dante's Inferno, no, there's no, you know, this sin is more punished more severely than this one or whatever. All sin has the exact same outcome. It's all ends in a complete, total, 100% for eternity separation from God. And it doesn't get any worse than that.
Mic drop. Yeah, I think you pretty much nailed it on the head, man. Yeah, just be Jesus, like, break this typical Christian stereotype. Just be what God intends you to be and show these people the way. Be nice about it. Mm-hmm. That's hard. I mean, there it is. I know. It's a tough pill. We all get up in arms about this, that, and the other thing, but when push comes to shove, it's like you can complain about it or you can do something about it. You can go about it the right way. I know it's a scary situation, and it's not a good situation, but it's, what are you going to do? I mean, you're going to just be like, hate them? Or treat them the way Jesus would treat them. That's a super hard, but it's a scary deal. I'm not gonna lie. You know, for me, that would be mildly nerve wracking. But that's what we've been called to do, and that's what we need to do. So,
okay. Let me ask him this: What would be more hateful? Going in there and talking to somebody and showing them. Trying to show them the error of their ways, or B, just leaving them to their own devices and basically saying, you can just go to hell, essentially. Which one, which would be more hateful?
Exactly.
You know?
Imagine you're a nurse, a registered nurse, and you're just walking by people that are bleeding to death. You don't care. You're like, whatever. Yep. Mm-hmm. Not my deal. It is your deal. That's your job. You've been trained to handle this situation. So, there you go, people. Yep. So, I got a funny feeling God's going to put us to the test on that one. So.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so, but that's what it is. That's what God wants us to do. Yep. So, and if they end up going to church, yeah, fantastic. Even better.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Then you can really invest in them.
Yeah. Like, but,
anyway, like, don't just say hi, how you doing, and then walk your own, do your own thing on Sunday mornings. If they show up in church, you sit with them and
talk to them.
Yes, do your thing.
Take them out to lunch afterwards, man. Absolutely. Who doesn't like to go to lunch? I love going to lunch.
Yes. Man, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if we get any responses in email or anything like that from this.
Definitely. Episode. We need to label this episode Gay Pride episode. Let's see what happens.
That's not a bad
everybody
idea, actually.
Everybody under the sun will click on it. I guarantee it'll go viral.
Yeah, that's very possible.
They're like, these guys are nuts. We're not nuts, though. This is what Jesus said to do. Yes. So it's like, we're doing it. We're trying to put our best foot forward to these people.
Like, any of you guys out there that are saying that we're nuts, that is probably exactly what the scribes were saying as they were running back to the Pharisees telling that Jesus was hanging with sinners. They had to have been saying, man, that guy's nuts.
He's nuts, and we caught him. Look at what he's doing. Yes. Blah, blah, blah.
So if you do call us nuts, let us know, because that's actually kind of a compliment.
Yeah, thank you. We're nuts. Speaking of nuts, welcome to the Trail Mix.
That's right.
Sweet, salty, and a little bit nuts.
Absolutely.
That's us. Crazy for Jesus.
That's right.
Yep. Well, people, we hope you got something good out of it tonight. And keep doing what you're doing.
Yes.
Make a difference. Don't make a mess.
I love it.
Be the life-size bounty quicker picker-upper. Everybody follow me. We're going to go get some Jesus. So, with that, people, remember, we love you.
God love you.
Peace.
Peace out.